All right, deal, motion is, nah, no, written stuff.
All right, deal, next scene.
If I, if you call it, that term, not to displace you, I do, no documents of what?
The minutes of the court.
Blackwell, Board A, if you will, thank you, sir, direct your attention to November 12, 1968. If you, Mr. Blackwood, if you will read to the court, first minute entry. In many books, they are all three and three of our criminal court, Mr. Blackwood and James Earl Ray.
Tuesday, November 12, 1968. State of Tennessee versus case number 16B, 16645 and 16819, James Earl Ray, etc. Charged with murder.
Thank you.
this document or this record, is a petition styled a waiver of trial and request for acceptance of plea of guilty in the state of Tennessee versus James Earl Ray in case number 16-645 in the criminal courts of Division 3 of Shelby County.
This petition and waiver of trial and acceptance of guilty plea is filed where in the court's papers?
In the file that holds the papers, the indictments, all subpoenas, and all court orders, and petitions and motions filed in the James Earl Ray case.
All right, now, Mr. Blackwell, I'd like to, would please, if you would read that to the court.
Well, Your Honor, we
you gentlemen, seen it.
We'd like to, if you please, the court object to the transcripts of this and all the other documents. They're fast there. Look, please, the court just make the objection. That's what we overrule.
All right, that's what we
the
overrule.
On the text of the rule.
Yes, thanks.
In the criminal court of Shelby County, Tennessee, Division 3, the state of Tennessee versus James Earl Ray, defendant, case number 16-645. Petition for waiver of trial and request for acceptance of plea of guilty. That my true full name is James Earl Ray, and I assert that all proceedings against me should be had in the name which I hereby declare to be my true name. My attorney in the cause is Percy Foreman, who was selected and retained by me, who was appointed by the court to represent me in this cause, and Hugh Stanton, Senior Public Defender. I have received a copy of the indictment before being called upon to plead, and I have read and discussed it with my attorney, and believe and feel that I understand the accusation made against me in this case and in each case listed herein. I hereby waive the formal reading of the indictment. I have told my attorney the facts and surrounding circumstances as known to me concerning the matters mentioned in the indictment. Believe and feel that my attorney is fully informed as to all such matters. My attorney has informed me that the nature and cause of each accusation against me, and as to any and all possible defenses I might have in this cause. My attorney has advised me as to the punishment provided below for the offenses charged and embraced in the indictment against me. My attorney has further advised the punishment which the law provides for the crime with which I am charged in the indictment is as follows. Death by electrocution or confinement in the state. Death by electrical life. Confinement in the state penitentiary 1 year.
For life.
For some period of time over 25 years.
Court and jury.
And, it, and if, except you by your will jury, my sentence only plea of guilty for life and confinement in the state penitentiary.
I have been 9 years.
I have been fully explained to me, and I understand.
It has been fully explained,
and so is you.
And I understand
that I may have been charged against plead and not guilty.
If I choose to plead not guilty,
and that if I choose to plead not guilty, the Constitution will provide me with the right. And this court trial that I read with the right to expedient appeal all witnesses against me, the right to see and hear all powers against me, the right to use up any evidence of the court to compel the conduct of any witnesses, including the right to have the assistance in my favor, and the right to have all assistance of counsel in my defense, and
all
exercises of proceedings,
choice,
without any size of my own free will and choice, without threats or pressure of any kind, any sources or gain or favor, fully aware of the act whatsoever, and being fully aware of the action I am taking. Hereby be of your court. I request the court of your end. I plead guilty to the charges outlined in your end. I may or could hereby waive any right to trial. I may or could have to a motion for a new trial. Or an appeal. That is my great defendant. James Earl Ray, defendant Percy Foreman. Witnesses. You stand. Just Percy Foreman. You stand.
Director, Blackwell, I'd like to make sure it's taken back to the district.
going back to the clean minute. The gentleman on the note.
Gentlemen.